Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back. Hour number two. Good to be with you on the broadcast. Kind of a carryover item from the previous hour. My friend Rob Eno of The Blaze writes this. Time names a hypocritical, inconsequential middle schooler as person of the year. Boy, that's an apt description, don't you think? On the text line, Jim, I can't say this on the air. This is terrible. Yes, how dare me say this, which I won't. It's a shame nobody will sponsor a 16-year-old traveling the world to explain how a hypothesis works and what you do when it doesn't stand up to scrutiny. How is Miss Thunberg traveling unless she's walking, taking a horse and buggy, or bicycling? She's part of the problem. You're wrong, Vince. Greta looks like an extremely underdeveloped and malnourished 9-year-old with extreme mental problems. All right. Another person making reference to the fact that Adolf Hitler received the honor previously. And that's why this person has no faith in Time magazine and who they chose as person of the year. So, not surprisingly, no praise for Ms. Thunberg on this particular program. What do you do? And there's no praise for Ms. Thunberg from the Brazilian president, Jair Bolsonaro. What did he have to say about Ms. Thunberg? On Tuesday, interestingly enough, he called this young Swedish environmental activist a brat after she expressed concern about the slayings of indigenous Brazilians in the Amazon. Bolsonaro questioned the coverage news media have given Thunberg after she tweeted a link to a story about the murder of two indigenous people in Brazil in one of the states of Brazil. Greta said the Indians died because they were defending the Amazon. It's impressive. The press is giving space to a brat like that. As you know, Ms. Thunberg became a symbol for youth demanding radical change to confront climate change when she sparked global school strikes. Her comments about the deaths of the indigenous peoples came as the UN was hosting its International Climate Change Conference, where Brazil's environmental policies have been the subject of criticism. Deforestation of the Amazon rose nearly 30% in the 12 months through July. Indigenous people are literally being murdered for trying to protect the forest from illegal deforestation, she tweeted over and over again. It is shameful. The world remains silent about this, she says. The remark by Bolsonaro and Thunberg's reaction caught the attention of Brazilian environmental activists. And they said that the president simply doesn't understand the youth. The Brazilian president, again, referring to Ms. Thunberg as a brat. Let's talk about impeachment. And before we get there, we told you earlier about the fact that Mitch McConnell is saying he's going to take this up in the new year. He's not in any hurry at all. Do you notice how invisible Mitch McConnell has been during this entire time? I mean, you really don't see or hear anything out of him. This is by design. Why go out there? The man does a great job hiding. Now, I will give him credit for diligently pushing these judiciary nominees through. That's a good thing. It's a good thing that we are in the process of stacking our courts with some relatively conservative judges. That is a very good thing. So what is the alternative to impeachment? Apparently, some House Democrats concerned about their seats, the possibility that they could be wiped out next year, this whole impeachment nonsense could backfire, they have an alternative they're trying to float. A small group of these vulnerable House Democrats floating the long-shot idea of censuring President Donald Trump instead of impeaching him. Those Democrats, nearly all representing districts Trump won in 2016, they did a little huddle on Monday afternoon. This was an effort to push some options, alternatives to impeachment. We're talking about 10 lawmakers. 10 lawmakers. One of them saying, I think it's certainly appropriate and might be a little more bipartisan. Who knows? Time is slipping by. The idea of censure, according to the lawmakers, is to offer a competing alternative to impeachment that could attract at least some Republican support. It would also help Democrats avoid a lengthy impeachment trial in the Senate, which some in this group fear could actually tilt public opinion toward the GOP in the final months before the 2020 election. You think? Right now, there's no other options. This is another option, according to one lawmaker who attended this meeting on Monday. What do you think about the idea of censure? Do you think it's a great strategic idea for the Democrats to pull back from the brink of doing something that may be, frankly, suicidal in a very important election year? Is that a good idea? Would it help them to pull away? We would love to get your thoughts on the subject of impeachment as well. I think this is absolutely hysterical because all along the way, one of the things we've been telling you, I'm not sure that Nancy Pelosi is really sold on impeachment. I think a lot of what drives impeachment for her is the radical left that has taken over the Democrat Party. I think they pushed her. I'll be honest with you. I don't think her heart may be necessarily in this thing. But where her heart is power. And she's going to do whatever is necessary to keep her coalition together and make sure that she remains Speaker of the House. That's got to be a goal. With this in mind, Babylon Bee has done a piece on this. As Nancy Pelosi held a news conference along with other House Democrats to announce they would be introducing articles of impeachment against President Trump, Pelosi reportedly blinked out a cry for help in Morse code. Observant viewers noticed Pelosi was blinking out some kind of pattern. "Hey, it's Morse code," said one Fox News reporter. Let's see what she's saying. Investigative journalists wrote down the complex series of dashes and dots blinked out by Pelosi, and sure enough, a message emerged. Here's the message. "I'm being held hostage by the squad. Stop," she blinked out. "I'm impeaching Trump against my will. Stop. They're currently holding my family in a warehouse down by the docks. Stop. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is standing right behind this curtain, holding a full automatic 30-clip assault rifle revolver handgun. Stop! If I try to get off the impeachment train, who knows what they will do? Stop! Please send help." I'll complete this coming up after the break. Yes, this is Babylon Bee saying that Ms. Pelosi is sending out secret messages in Morse code, begging for help. Stay with us. So we started sharing this Babylon Bee story. This one about Nancy Pelosi frantically blinking out in Morse code, begging for help. She says in the end, "Stop!" All the while, she continued to give her speech, saying that she absolutely supports impeachment against President Trump. 100%. At the same time, the FBI sent a SWAT team down to the warehousing district, and sure enough, three figures throwing Nancy Pelosi's family into the Potomac while they were in concrete shoes. They managed to save the family, but the remaining members of the squad got away in their clown.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced. Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Car. This is great stuff. It's folks at Babylon Bee. Strike again. And they do such a great job just helping to bring some humor to all of this crazy political nonsense. Speaking of, you've heard me talk about this before, but this is a story that I really believe is probably not getting the attention it deserves. And what by this, I mean, we are allowing this country to be hollowed out by politics. That's exactly what is happening. The foundation of life is not politics. Now, I think many of us were interested in politics, and there's a place for that. But there are other dimensions to life. And there's a very interesting story I came across that I think points out what is wrong with our country right now. And I don't care what your political affiliation is. What I'm about to share with you is a huge problem in terms of our mental health. Get a load of this. 8 in 10 Americans say politics are the biggest source of stress in life. 8 out of 10. This survey says nearly 7 in 10 adults say their lives have never been more stressful than now. 2/3 of Americans say all this anxiety making them less productive at work, of all places. U.S. politics have never felt quite as contemptuous and unavoidable. We're a nation of people who are constantly plugged in, whether that be by smartphone, desktop, or regular old cable news. As such, it's hard for the average adult to go even an hour without at least casually glancing at a sensationalized headline, a nasty social media comment fueled by political disdain, or television screen featuring a biased news pundit. Now, this new survey of 2,000 Americans finds that all of this vitriol-filled political discourse is taking a serious mental toll. An astounding 78% of respondents say politics are the number one source of anxiety and stress in their lives. 78%. This is one of the reasons why I do some of the things that I do on this broadcast, like Faith Focus Friday, and like sharing stories, good news, things that are encouraging, things that are inspirational, because you need this balance. There are people who are politics 24/7. They live, breathe, eat, sleep politics. And that's unhealthy. I don't care what your political affiliation is. It's not healthy. And here's a case in point. I want to share this with you. In fact, I was just thinking of this as I was sharing the story. Then we'll go back to this for some more information on this. I'm going to pull up a posting I did just the other day. I was going through some old pictures on my computer, and I came across a picture. There was a dedication of a statue or a bust of Frederick Douglass that took place in the nation's capital back in 2013. I was invited to go to this event at the nation's capital. And at this event were a number of dignitaries. All of the top leaders of the House and Senate were there. And I happened to get a picture with Dr. Ben Carson. This was probably the second or third time that I met Dr. Ben Carson and got this picture taken with him. I was so gratified when I saw a post yesterday evening. And don't get me wrong. I respect people's differences of opinion. There's a place for that. At the end of the day, what is this? It's a freaking picture. That's all it is, a picture. Most of the people, and understandably so, because most of these people are friends of mine, they have some admiration for Dr. Ben Carson. And they think, oh, cool, I like both of these guys. They like Ben Carson, they like me. That's great, wonderful. Most of the comments are complimentary. One young man posted, crop him out, Ben Carson, I just got sick. I responded, don't tell me you're a hater. No, never that. He's just never mind. He doesn't put his country before his party. I said, one example. I love doing that. Give me an example. He goes on. Well, actually, before he responds, a good friend of mine, Jared, responds and says, or you can just not turn a random picture sharing into something political. Just a thought. Thank you. I was so glad Jared did that. Derek responds, sorry, it's just when you become a politician that's just part of a clown's administration, that's all I can see now, just my opinion. Really? You can't just, oh, that's a cool picture. Like and move on. No, we have to, oh boy, I can't stand that person.
Everything's an affront now.
Yes.
Everything's, you've insulted my dignity somehow with that.
Yes.
Or you're poking at me directly when, no, I just wanted to put this picture up.
It's a picture. That's all it is. And this is what happens when everything becomes politicized, right? This survey, by the way, identified on-the-job worries, financial matters, 51% for both as other common factors stressing Americans out. Another major stressor, health and medical issues, 37%. 25% their commute to work each day, a stressful nightmare. Surprisingly, 37% of respondents listed their own partner as a big source of personal anxiety and stress. Their partners, 37%. Other frequently cited stressors included social media, 29%. Climate change, 32%. All this stress complicating other aspects of life as well, with two-thirds of respondents admitting their constant anxiety is causing them to be less productive at work. It goes on. Clear from the survey's results, Americans are feeling stressed, but how are they alleviating these feelings? Unfortunately, 69% say they usually turn to unhealthy coping methods. Additionally, it seems fighting stress can also put a hurt on one's wallet. With the survey estimating the average adult spends $960 annually on products, activities intended to relieve stress. For many Americans, their stress levels have never been higher. In all, 68% say they've never felt more stressed than they do today. 67% say they can't realistically say their stress will go away anytime soon. Holiday season doesn't help. Stressors of the holiday season, visiting family, 36%, cooking big feasts, 34%, receiving gifts, 31%. Top five holiday stressors rounded out with long lines and crowds at 30%. So, kind of interesting, isn't it? Something to think about. Stress over being stressed. Look at the day in history. Over on the text line first. This texter says, not joking around, I believe I read that Greta mental illness causes her to not eat many foods. I think she lives on peanut butter sandwiches. She is sick. Yeah. Vince, how come the left gets upset if conservatives talk about Greta negatively, but the left criticizes Barron Trump? Yeah. Are you asking for liberals to be consistent? The impeachment push is nothing more than an attempt to try to argue that Trump cannot appoint a replacement for Ruth Bader Ginsburg when the time comes. Ah, that's an interesting strategy. Also on the text line, if the Democrats want to shoot themselves in the head, please make sure their gun is loaded. Impeachment or censure, either way, the Democrats are toast. So we hope, politically. Vince, food for thought. The Jews have been forced out of every place they've tried to live in, except for the USA. They are the indigenous people of Israel, and they are told they need to give up land for the past decades on a daily basis and are criticized for fighting for it. Kind of nonsensical, isn't it? Vince, history will not be kind to Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and Jerry Nadler. They will go down in history as fools and take their families with them. That is from Jeff. Yep, and I think this is another thing that's really important. A lot of times we think of the short term, and we see certain things take place, and we are upset about them because it looks like people are getting away with this or that. That's not the final judgment on what happens. It's not what people think and feel right now. It's down the road. And I dare say that down the road, we will probably view many of these people very differently. Well, not necessarily us, but the people who come behind us, especially those who have allowed this country to be so deeply in debt. And the people behind us will pay the consequences for that. And a lot of things that we think are important now aren't going to matter to the next generation, because they will be staring this debt in the face and they will be saying, why did our fathers and our forefathers do this to us? Why? Nothing else is going to matter. The prosperity we experienced at the time, the good times we thought were going on at the time, they won't matter. When the bill comes in, they will think of us. Why did they put us in this situation? You can also talk about the moral decay in this country. The moral decay. How did we get here? Down the road, when things totally, completely collapse into the sewer, I think people will look back and see the beginning of the so-called sexual revolution. Say, what were they thinking? When there's a correction that takes place, which I hope happens at some point.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We continue on here on the text line. Virtue signaling, as you call it. People think that if you post it on social media, they have the right to give their opinion on it. And they feel they're fighting some noble cause in telling you you are wrong in whatever you posted. Down to some of the stupidest things. Yep, you're exactly right. A paraphrased quote from Frederick Douglass's answer when questioned about what the government can do for the black people once the slaves were freed and given liberty. Absolutely nothing. Leave us alone. Boy, that's about the wisest thing anybody could ever say. And I don't mean this disrespectfully at all. I don't want anybody's help. If I want someone's help, I will ask for it, and it will not be the government. I can assure you that. Vince, maybe stress levels are not rising, but our tolerance levels are lowering. Further evidence of the loss of human purpose. Another person suggesting Greta's diet may be more like kale and vinegar. Ugh. And this person says, my 15-year-old son gets angry every time I mock Greta by saying, how dare you? Yeah, well done. Let's go out to Jamie in Salisbury. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing, Vince?
All right, sir.
Hey, is it just nature's way of things working its way out? So, you know, society and societal friction, it's just the physics of it. Politics is like societal friction. So,
and where does this go?
Well, that's a good question.
Yeah. Well, I suppose we will get the answer in the future when we see the fruits of whatever decisions that we are making now. Time for us to take a look at the day in history as we travel down to our upstate studio in Greenville, South Carolina, our good friend Lonzo. How are you today, man?
Sorry, I was waxing a Maserati.
That's good. That's good. We have a total of four questions for you, and we begin in 1816 with this state that joined the Union. I wasn't born there, but I spent most of my early years in this particular state. They joined the Union in 1816. What state are we referring to?
Indiana.
You are correct. Indiana. 1844. For the first time, this was used to make dentistry painless. What was it? 1844.
Anesthesia. Sodium pentothal. A hammer.
Hey, a hammer will do it. Right, right. Why? Yeah, no pain.
Novocaine.
No. Nitrous oxide is the correct answer. Nitrous oxide. Oxide.
Yes, was a very large dental hygienist.
Yeah, that'll do it. That is great. 1941, two countries declared war on the U.S. I will allow you to just name one unless you want to name both of them. Which countries declared war on the U.S. in 1941?
Japan.
Oh, no.
Germany.
Yes, Germany is one of them. The other one, by the way, is Italy. Germany and Italy. In 2008, I know you'll know this one. This person caught swindling $50 billion from investors in the largest Wall Street scam.
Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff. Of course it is. And this quick item before we go. This was from 1953. There will be no escape in future from telephones. The telephone of the future? Just what form the future telephone will take is, of course, pure speculation. Here's my prophecy. In its final development, the telephone will be carried about by the individual. Perhaps as we carry a watch today, it probably will require no dial or equivalent, and I think the users will be able to see each other if they want as they talk. Isn't that incredible? Now look at traffic and weather. Pam Warner.
Now we are seeing reports of a crash with some property damage on Camden Road at East Park Avenue, as well as on North Graham Street at Equipment Drive, and slowdowns for an injury accident on East Moorhead Street at Kenilworth Avenue. Your WBT Exergen weather forecast is cloudy skies today with a high of just 50, a 30% chance of rain. Later on tonight, clear skies, a low of 29. I'm Pam Warner, WBT Traffic.
Isn't this newspaper clipping amazing, predicting the phone of the future? Being able to carry it around like a watch, and ultimately people will be able to talk to each other and see each other. I mean, this is FaceTime, right? And the last phrase, who knows? It may actually translate from one language to another. You can do that too. This prediction, a newspaper clipping from 1953. Pretty amazing. It's out to Bill O'Reilly.
Welcome to the O'Reilly Update, presented by Woody's Auto Service, with 11 Charlotte area locations to serve you. Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. The Trump administration brokers a better trade deal with Mexico and Canada. The Attorney General blasting the FBI's Russian probe. Inspector General Michael Horowitz testifies in the Senate. Latest polls show most Americans do not want President Trump impeached. Also ahead, should Americans pray for the press? But first, President Trump earning a big win on trade. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada signing off on a new North American agreement to replace NAFTA. The pact earning rare praise from both the president and Nancy Pelosi.
Back to the final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program on this Wednesday. This texter would like to know, isn't Goldilocks 15 minutes up yet? How dare me? Very good question. Goodness. As we were talking about the day in history, we also make note of some deaths of note. I'm kind of curious, how many of you guys, as you were growing up, watched the show Alice? Any of you watched that show growing
up?
Yeah,
all the time.
And we have word that Philip McCowan, a child star on the sitcom Alice, has passed away at the age of 55. He was the kid who played Tommy Hiatt on that show from 1976 to 1985. I didn't realize that show was on that long. It's pretty amazing. Battled a long-time illness, according to People magazine. Family saying we're all beyond heartbroken and devastated over Phil's passing. Wonderful sense of humor, kindness, and loyalty will be remembered by all who crossed his path in life. The older brother, Facts of Life actress Nancy McCowan, Philip best known for his role as Tommy Hiatt on Alice, in which he starred opposite Linda Lavin from 1976 to 1985. And this sitcom is based on Martin Scorsese's 1974 Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Didn't realize that. But pretty sad. Philip McCowan passing away at the age of 55. We have some intriguing, if not bizarre, stories to share with you as well, as we do in this particular segment of the broadcast. And our good friends, Lonzo, Charles, John, I'm sure will be very eager to participate, especially John, with this next story. This reported by the UK Sun. Gone with the Wind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, John knows where this is going.
I've got a feeling about this one.
Man with deadly farts can kill mosquitoes, hired to create mosquito repellent made from his intestinal gas.
Dude, that's amazing.
How bad must you be for that?
I wonder what he eats to make it so potent.
Very, very bad. A man whose farts kill mosquitoes claims to have been signed up by insect repellent companies probing the secret of his killer gas. This guy is from Kampala, Uganda.
Oh, man, I thought it would be picking South Carolina.
Eat some of them pucker butt peppers.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Let me get this right, boy. You want to bottle this
up?
It'll cost you.
Oh, my goodness. They've launched a study into the chemical properties of his unique trouser toxin. The odd job man says no one in his home village has ever contracted malaria because his powers knock out insects over a 6-mile radius. If true, that would actually make his fallout zone larger than that of the atomic bomb which destroyed Hiroshima in 1945.
Man, who wrote this? This is amazing.
Is this
writing.
A Babylon Bee?
Local barber James Ureri says he is known all over the city as the man who can kill mosquitoes with his farts. When Joe is around, we all know mosquitoes will vanish. He's respectful of people around him and will only fart when there are mosquitoes around, which bring malaria. His farts actually get rid of this disease. In fact, a local chief who knew Joe when he was growing up as a child said he took him to live with him during the malaria season and claimed no one nearby caught the disease. This is pretty amazing, isn't it? The chief said, I heard about Joe's gift and I took him in to mop out the mosquitoes infesting our surroundings. He respectfully drops these bloomers. And it helped eradicate the insects. He does his thing, and they drop like flies. By the way, Joe, this guy who has the gas issue, I just eat ordinary food, just like everyone else. But no insect can lay a foot on me, not even a fly.
No one in this studio should have malaria. Right, Charles?
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
I think we get the idea.
No way this story's real. There is no way.
It's gotta be.
By the way, he says he smells like a normal man. He bathes every day. And he said his farts are just like everyone else. They're only dangerous to small insects and especially mosquitoes. He wants to market his gas and added, imagine buying a Raid can with my face on it. Claims that Joe's wind has evolved to combat malaria emerged online, but the two companies linked to him were not identified, and at this point, the claims cannot be completely verified. Imagine that. So, that story was just for John.
Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. I knew he would appreciate that. Oh, my goodness. I mean, sometimes you just wonder, where do people get these ideas? But apparently it works. I mean, that's what he's got witnesses who are saying that this works. Maybe there's something there.
This guy deserves a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
He saved lives.
That is life-saving. I mean, and when you talk about malaria, that is life-threatening. No question about it. So we can laugh about this, but what do you do? You know, I'm one of the people, you know, the people I highly respect most are the people who have the humility to recognize that they're not that brilliant. Anthony Hopkins, he actually said this. He avoids talking politics. You know what he said about actors? They're pretty stupid. Isn't that amazing? I really respect that. No desire to share his politics for that very reason. That's why he doesn't share his opinions. I don't have any opinions, he says. Actors are pretty stupid. My opinion's not worth anything. There's no controversy for me, so don't engage me in it, because I'm not going to participate. Mr. Hopkins, you're the man. Have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.